Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hi.
We are a film podcast inspired by the quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs. Each month we pick a theme, and each week one of us picks a movie that falls within that theme. And we are starting the month of February, and the theme is, I'd fuck 'em. So each of us will be picking a movie with one or potentially multiple people in it that we would like to have sex with.
Make sweet love to.
Sweet love.
Okay.
What?
You know,
tender kisses.
I don't want to make sweet love to the people in my movie. I just want to fuck them.
Yeah,
no tender kisses.
Wouldn't mind feeling their calloused heels against my legs.
Just because you picked a movie because you have some weird fetish for like geriatric women, I mean...
Hey, I'm not the one who's got a thing for Kathy fucking Bates, okay?
He didn't pick a Kathy.
I didn't pick
though.
Her, though. Again.
Yeah, but it is widely known that this man's got a thing for Kathy
it's
Bates.
It's pretty widely known, yes.
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 But also, like my pick, I don't want to call it I'd fuck him because I feel like I'd sully this person just by saying such a derogatory term about him.
Oh, no,
then
yeah.
Then you shouldn't have picked them.
We are absolutely denigrating these, in some cases, Oscar-winning actors.
Yeah, it's gross.
And talking about their fuckability.
It's also hot.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Very yeah. excited. But before we get to my pick, we want to give a big RSVP to Icon David Lynch. He did pass.
Yeah.
We lost a real one, guys.
It's
do not smoke, people. Do not smoke.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. That man... smoked so much, and literally he put out like a statement a couple months ago that he had emphysema. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't really leave his house because of obviously because of that and COVID, and he literally started with like, I love smoking, I love it, but I did it my whole life, and now I am dying. Basically,
I love it, it's great.
I think it was like he was preempting the fact that he knew he was probably gonna die soon, and he was just like,
aww.
But that man smoked, I don't know when he started, but I'm sure he smoked up until probably the day he died. Like, he said he quit, but I don't think he ever did.
I feel like him and John Carpenter are probably...
I'm
surprised John Carpenter hasn't died yet because of that.
That's when I interviewed Kevin Smith when I was in college, I interviewed Kevin Smith. We did the interview by the window because he was lighting one off the other.
Just like, railing just heaters.
Railing. And he stopped, but also because he had a widowmaker heart attack, basically.
I got to burn
did
one.
Did you ever smoke inside?
Never.
You never smoked inside?
Never.
I
absolutely not.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Because in Maryland...
You mean like in a bar?
Still restaurants and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, you mean like in a bar or restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we would sit
plus
in the smoking section at Denny's.
Plus, I've been to France.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for a while there, you know, the Eagles Club in Oxford, that was where I used to go to, like, avoid having a high school reunion every time I went to the bar. So instead I had like a high school reunion with my dad and like uncles, classmates, but they used to allow smoking in there. I remember I'd go in there every Sunday and I'd get a bunch of shit from certain people because they'd be sitting there smoking cigarettes. And, you know, as Guido and I are wont to do, we'll have a cigar.
Right.
So I had a cigar like people would be like, oh, I hate how cigar smells.
Get fucked.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But then to try and increase membership, they ban smoking
there are still places in PA that you can smoke. It's a food to beverage percentage.
Yeah.
So like Jake's in Westchester, you can still smoke in Jake's because they don't sell food. So if you make over 30% of your revenue from food, you can't smoke in restaurants or bars. But if you make less than 30% of revenue from your food, then you can. It's something to do with like that in
like,
PA.
Yeah, like Delaware is black and white. It's no.
No. Yeah.
Well,
Maryland PA has like a weird
Maryland
thing.
Is no. PA's like, and which is funny because, you know, they're just so fucking weird about
it. Quakers about everything else.
Just like, yeah, there's the fucking draconian liquor laws.
Can't buy a car on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff.
In Delaware, my mama and papa would put us in their Oldsmobile and smoke Camel filterless soft packs with the windows up.
It was cold.
Humps. That's what my papa called them.
And then I stole a pack and I hid them in my sock drawer and then I literally forgot about them. And then one day my dad picked me up and goes, you want to have a smoke, do you? And I'm like, no, Dad, what are you talking about?
Did your dad never smoke? He looks like he would be someone who smokes.
He smoked, and then apparently when I was a kid, I had like some sappy conversation with him. I can't remember about, I don't want you to die.
But he smokes cigars still.
Oh, yeah. To this day.
I felt bad about that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
My parents still smoke. I mean, both of them.
I know. And they smoke in their house, don't they? They smoke in their house.
No, they smoke in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's cold out now, so they'll smoke in the garage with like a little
two-inch
crack at the bottom. And then they get their garage painted like every other year.
There's nothing you can do to hide it. Like, I used to think that like I was slick when I smoked, and like my parents had no idea, and my mom would be like, and I would make up every excuse in the book.
My friends were smoking around me.
My friends were smoking around me. I was in a bar. I went to get my hair done. You know, all those hairdressers smoke, so like their hands are in my hair. She's like, oh, you're right, Allison.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to make up every single, but I never, even like when I lived at home and my parents weren't home, I never smoked. Like, I wouldn't go into the yard and do it and like try to hide it. I just didn't smoke when I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I got in my car, yeah.
Once I started smoking cigars, that would be my thing I do while mowing the grass.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a Sherlock Holmes thing where he used to say it was like a three-pipe problem. I call the yard like a two-stoke yard.
You become like, I became like nose blind to it. I was like, I don't smell like smoke. Like, you can't smell it when you smoke, but everyone else can smell it. Like, yeah. You just totally become nose blind to it.
Yeah, it's like having a cat.
Yeah, but RSVP to David Lynch. I know I've said this. I've never been a huge David Lynch fan of his movies, but I will admit that he was one of the coolest people that ever walked this earth.
I agree.
Greatest hair.
I'm honestly
of any man I've ever seen.
I'm honestly going to say now, I'm going to, if I can get a copy of it, because it's not available on digital, so I got to get like a, you know, DVD cut. I'm going to try and do his movie with Nicolas Cage for Cage Match Round 4.
Oh, yeah.
Wild at Heart. Which is like this crazy movie about these two like star-crossed lovers that it just
go. Patricia Arquette in it?
Yeah, and it just goes to hell. It just, you know, starts out nice, gets a little weird at times, which kind of reminds me a lot of your
pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was gonna starts bleed into it. Nice. I was gonna bleed into it with like, smoking, because there is smoking in my movie and vaping.
I was trying to think of the thing. Like,
do they vape the ketamine?
Do you think?
No, she vapes in the beginning.
I wanted to be like, do you think Wiley and Carol just sit in their car smoking while talking, and then I want you to choke me real hard?
Stop!
Oh my god.
Gross.
Oh my god, you I'm right me here.
That
Why?
Was horrid. That you was horrid.
But you better not stop. My safe word is Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Please don't talk about my parents doing that.
All right. Well, speaking of.
How do you think you got here?
I don't know. And I don't want to talk about it.
I mean,
it.
There was
to talk about it.
A penis entered a vagina at one point.
Not in my house.
Not in her house.
It was the stork. He dropped off the baby in a pack of camels.
That's right.
Your mom smokes noops, doesn't she?
Yeah, she
does. Oh, right. God. Sorry. I was thinking of Allie's
Newport Lights.
All right, well, my movie, so again, we're doing I'd Fuck 'Em Month. My movie came out in 2024, very new. It was directed by J.T. Molnar. It stars Kyle Gallner and Willa Fitzgerald. It's Strange Darling, and I'm going to preface it that it is a thriller told in 6 chapters.
Do you have any idea the kind of risks a woman like me takes every time she agrees to have a little fun?
Never thought about it that way.
Of course you haven't. You're not a woman. Love hurts. You seem like a nice guy. Love scars. But the real issue is safety. Love wounds. That's life or death. Anymore. So I'm going to have to ask you a question. Are you a serial killer?
So this movie is told in 6 chapters, but it is told out of order, so it's going to be a little bit tough to talk about. So I probably am going to go more in like the chronological order when I just talk about the movie.
Oh, that's how I watched it. So.
Yes, but
wait,
also...
You jumped? You hit skip and back and skip and back?
That's exactly what I did.
Okay.
It bothered...
You fucking
I have that. OCD somehow.
Do you watch The Godfather in chronological order? Like the whole saga in chronological... You can do that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting thing to do now that you've watched it.
Yeah,
you've watched...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure we've seen it already, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a relatively new movie, so if you haven't seen it, we are going to spoil it, just to let you know.
Got a Shyamalan twist in it.
It does have a twist, and because it's told out of order, you kind of think one way, and then it turns into another way. So we are going to spoil it, just to let everybody know.
So you should totally watch it before you listen to this episode.
Yes, you should. You should watch it anyway, because it's fucking slaps.
It's 90 minutes of...
it's quick.
Mind fuckery.
So this movie was also cinematography was done by Giovanni Ribisi. Didn't perform very well at the box office, unfortunately. It only made $3.8 million.
Wow. Bad Lieutenant : Port of Call : New Orleans made more money than that.
No, it didn't. You said,
well,
you
Val
said
Kilmer
only
was
made
in that.
$11,000.
No, it made $11 million.
I don't think that's true.
It was true.
That movie slapped.
Well, unlike Bad Lieutenant, this movie has a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I thought we weren't trusting Rotten Tomatoes anymore.
I was also told this.
Wait, I'm sorry. We want to go there, and then do you want to tell the listeners what you called me online for everyone to read? You compared me to a Snyder bot.
Yeah, because you were just like, you're like
release the Snyder cut.
Those stupid assholes online who talk about...
Hey. You're the one that was all like, I can't believe Rotten Tomatoes would rate this high.
That was a hilarious clip, by the way.
That's what Snyder bots do.
We want Zach to release all the versions.
Ugh, God, awful.
I want Zack Snyder's version of Strange Darlings to be released. I want it to be 3 hours long.
We need his vision.
The ketamine. No. I want to see Ed Begley Jr. make all of his meals.
Those meals that breakfast was pretty stellar.
That gave me a heart attack.
Yes, watching
it.
The butter, the grape jelly preserves.
You don't need that much butter.
No.
That many eggs.
Oh my gosh.
Paula Dean would disagree with you.
Yes. So we saw, before I go around and say you've seen it, we saw a preview for Strange Darling when we went and saw
Long Legs. Nicolas Cage again.
And I was very excited about it. Well, one, because Kyle Gallner's in it, but also it just looked really good. And so when it came out, I was very excited to watch it. But around the room, had you seen it? Were you excited? And at the end of the episode, after we pass or fail, you are going to say, would you fuck him?
I had seen it because you...
I made you all watch it.
You had us watch it.
Exactly. And locked the door.
Yeah. I remember how pissed off Tammy was. She's like, wait, we're not going to watch one of the movie picks?
No. We are watching this movie.
She's like, I thought we were watching whatever
the pick was.
This is the equivalent of when I made... A couple dates into our relationship made you watch Gone Girl. And my mother was like, Allison, he's going to think you're a psycho.
Was Teeth before or after that?
No, but I did make him watch Horns, and I also made him watch...
Tusk. I watched Teeth in high school. I watched that with Randall.
How did he pitch it to you?
I was the one that got
Vagina
it.
Dentata?
Because literally, it was, you know, dating ourselves here. It was I went to Blockbuster. I got two movies because Randall just got a new TV that he wanted to
show off.
And I'm like,
let's watch Teeth.
I was like, I got this and I got Cloverfield. And I guarantee after we watch both of them, we're not going to fucking talk about Cloverfield. And I was right, because all we did was talk about the fucking Vagina Teeth movie.
Did you want to rent it? Were you thinking that there might be a lot of nudity in it because it's about teeth and a vagina? Is that why?
That's what I thought.
There were titties right in the very beginning of
there?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
She's sitting there and doing the beginning, you know, sort of like Carrie and that sort of thing, where she's sitting there and she's exploring her body at the very beginning of it.
She cuts her finger on
I just wanted to know what type of teeth they were. Were they all molars
teeth?
Or were they viper fangs?
I saw fangs.
Nah, she had Jordan Klopp teeth. Like those big veneers down there.
No, they're
she had George Washington's teeth down there.
Nah, she wouldn't. It was like the Joker, the chattering teeth.
The chattering teeth.
I actually never watched the whole thing because I thought that it was so fucking ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because it's based off of an urban, myth.
An urban legend?
Yeah.
An urban legend. And you don't like urban legends.
Yeah, an insurance commercial.
An insurance commercial. You gotta be quicker than that with your dick.
No wonder I never liked that movie.
Geico presents Vagina Dentata.
So you had seen it, Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
Were you excited to watch it again?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was excited to really talk about it.
Yes. Matt, obviously, we had seen it.
You might as well, we just said it, because we all watched it together.
We watched it together.
And then we watched it separately, and apparently OCD boogeyman over here. Watch order, in order. This time.
Can't tell me what to do.
All right, so as I said, this film is told in 6 chapters, and they are presented out of order. I'm going to read the chapters. So chapter 1, and they're all titled. This is very Tarantino. Chapter 1, Mr. Snuffle. Chapter 2, Do You Like to Party? Chapter 3, which is where the movie starts. We start in chapter 3. Can You Help Me, Please? Chapter 4, The Mountain People. Chapter 5, Here, Kitty, Kitty. Chapter 6, Who's Gary Gilmore? And then we have an epilogue called The Electric Lady. So again, we start in chapter 3, then we jump to 5, then we jump to 1. Like, it's very disjointed. End in 6. We do end at the end of the movie.
But when you think about it, it's very David Lynch.
It is.
In a way.
And I would say that even with, like, the cinematography, like, I think Giovanni Ribisi did a great job with the cinematography. Like, the color, at some point you think it looks almost like black and white when they're sitting in the car with the blue light that kind of like flooded in blue. The colors are really vibrant in this movie. Like,
that's the Thetans.
Giovanni Ribisi is a Scientologist. Yes, I forgot about that. I was gonna look up if this was like a Scientology movie, but I didn't want to ruin it. So let's get started. So
hey, you also never said which person in this movie you'd fuck.
Oh, both of them.
Oh.
So Kyle Gallner and Willa Fitzgerald, I find to be both incredibly attractive. So I would fuck both of them. Not their characters, just the actors.
The actors.
Yes.
I feel like you need to differentiate.
Okay, like, well, to be honest, I would... Kyle Gallner, the actor and the character. Willa, just the actress.
What about Ed Begley Jr.?
You know, Ed Begley Jr., when he was younger, could get it. Do you remember that movie, She-Devil, with Roseanne and Meryl Streep? Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh my God, you guys have never seen that movie?
I watched it.
It is so fucking funny.
But I was on Ambien when I watched it.
It's so funny, and Ed Begley Jr.'s in it, and he's married to Roseanne, but then he leaves her because he falls in love with Meryl Streep, who's like a romance, smutty romance novelist. It's so good. I can't believe she did it, because it's like, it's not really a good movie, but she's so funny in it. All right, so we start out with a scroll and a voiceover. Didn't know this. It's Jason Patrick, who played Michael in The Lost Boys.
Oh.
It's Jason Patrick who does the first narration. So I'm just going to read that.
It reminded me a lot of Highlander. Because it was
sure.
Because it was the black and red lettering and the voiceover.
Okay.
I mean...
And there can be only one
serial killer. This movie is almost kind of presented like it's a Dateline special. So it starts with, between 2018 and 2020, the most prolific and unique American serial killer of the 21st century went on a calculated multi-state spree that began in Denver, Colorado, continued through Grand Lake, and expanded across Wyoming and central Idaho before culminating in the dense forest of Hood River County, Oregon. Drawing from police interviews, detailed accounts of eyewitnesses, depositions, and observations of various law enforcement, this is a dramatization of the true story of the final known killings in that rampage. So it's almost like we're watching like a mix of like a Dateline special with like a found footage movie, even though it's not filmed like a found footage movie.
Thank God. Isn't a true story.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I didn't look it up, and it didn't say anything.
Now, come on. You watch enough news, we'd know about it. Yeah, we'd know about the electric lady.
Yeah.
If that were real.
My notes don't go in the order of the movie. They kind of go more in like the chronological order, the way Guido watched it.
There you go.
But
weirdo.
Just so you know, again, just emphasizing it, it is told out of order. And we start in chapter 3.
That's really what makes this movie.
That's what makes this movie so interesting. Yeah. And the reverse of, like, let's say the gender norm of what we're expecting. So in rural Hood River County, Oregon, which... This was the second movie this year involving a serial killer that took place in Oregon, because Longlegs also takes place in Oregon. I told my older brother, who lives in Oregon, to watch this movie, and he was like, dude, this movie's so good. Takes place in Oregon. I was like, I know. And then he went and saw Longlegs. He's like, this movie fucking takes place in Oregon, too. I was like, yeah, bro.
It sucks there.
No. That's where fucking psychos live. He's like, what? I was like, didn't you watch Dexter? I didn't even watch Dexter, and I know he goes to Oregon and Dexter.
Well, no, yeah. You watch Dexter, and Dexter is like literally, that's where I got that statistic where, and that's why I call your brother the kimchi killer.
If my older brother was a serial killer, Matt said his name would be the kimchi killer because he'd cut them up and like make them into kimchi in jars.
Does he eat kimchi gruesome. Like that?
Jeff is very like, you guys have to eat this place. It's fucking amazing. Like, that's how he talks.
Does he like kombucha?
He loves kombucha. He only drinks, like, environmentally sourced wines and, like, sulfate-free and stuff.
Sounds like he's really fun at parties.
He's a good time.
Nah, he's great.
He's great.
Oregon is like the serial killer capital of the country.
Apparently, yes. So in rural Hood River County, a woman played by Willa Fitzgerald, her name is just the lady. She does not have a name. We don't never hear her name.
I think lady's being generous.
Meets a man played by Kyle Gowner, and his name is just the demon. We don't have a name for him either.
Just so demon?
That's what he's billed as in the credits, the demon.
So He's Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons. Good for
her if he's got that same tongue.
I mean, that's what they called him in Kiss. They called him the demon.
The two go to a local motel to engage in a one-night stand. So they met at a bar. So prior to renting a room, they're sitting in his car. She's vaping. He's smoking. They're doing a little drinky drinks. And we kind of like see them talking. She's wearing like a red. She has red hair.
We know
eventually it's going to be a wig. Yes.
We also don't know it's red because it's fucking blue.
Yeah. The whole scene is like the blue light from the motel sign. And they're talking. They're kissing.
Great chemistry.
Great meet cute.
When she turns around to get a beer, like we see him, he's got a gun in his ankle, like in his sock or whatever. So there's something. I also didn't pick this up the first time we watched it. When she says something, and I don't know if they ever show his finger, but I'm assuming he's wearing a wedding ring because she says something in the car and he says, oh, don't worry about that. Like my groceries are on one shelf, hers are on another. Like I think he's married.
Yeah, I never picked that up either.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a wedding ring, but I just assumed that at this time, seeing this movie for the first, I just assumed that he was just a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. So the lady
just fucking around.
Yeah. The lady explains to the demon the risks women take engaging in such behavior. It's always going to be scary. We basically run the risk of we want to have a good time against potentially being raped and murdered. You know, it's always a chance. And then she asks him, are you a serial killer? And he, of course, laughs and says no. And they're also talking about how, like, she wants him to, what we call now is consensual non-consent. So she wants him to choke her, kind of beat her up. That's what gets her hot.
It's just rough.
They all have a safe word. But when I say no, what does no mean? It means yes. And what's the safe word?
Mr. Snuffle.
Blueberry
Mr.
pancakes.
Snuffle. Yeah.
It's just so random.
God, I'm sorry. Like, talking about this shit right now just reminded me again of that fucking movie that you had on before we recorded.
What, 50 Shades of Grey?
With this fucking...
Chicks want you to do it to them.
She's getting all hot and bothered before she started talking about this movie.
Mm-hmm. Reading the contract, and this is what the submissive has to do.
Oh, it's so annoying, too, because when they go over the contract, and she acts, because again, she's a virgin in 50 Shades.
Yeah.
I hate a virgin storyline because it's like just, it's stupidly not believable.
What's a hymen?
And no, but she like, she does. Like, they're going over the contract. It's all these things like that. She has to agree that she'll do it. And she's like, I want edit. No anal, no this, no that. And then she literally just says like, what's a butt plug? It's exactly what it is. It's a plug you put in your butt. Like, it's self-explanatory. She says it in the...
To keep
like,
you from pooping.
What's a butt plug?
That was my...
What are nipple clamps?
It's
a clamp you put on your nipple.
That was my last year working at the bookstore.
Ugh, it was the worst.
When those books were big. I was in the general books department at that time. Like, because, you know, we had the textbook department.
Military history.
And so I was sitting there. My boss at the time was like, well, you know, we should familiarize ourselves with the most popular books.
Did you have to read it?
I was just like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the same thing I did with The Hunger Games. I'm going to turn to a page and read some of it. And
was it the Benoit balls?
Literally, I turned.
It's supposed to pull them out quick, right?
I turned a page and it was them going over the contract. And there was a whole paragraph on fisting.
Fisting.
So then I was just
how big are these fists?
She said, that's a hard no.
To which then I was just like...
You got a running start?
No. And then every middle-aged to elderly lady that came in, she's like, I'm looking for the... I'm like, you're dirty.
You're dirty. I worked in a sex store when these books came out.
You're naughty, pet. You're naughty.
I worked in a female-centric sex store, and we could clock... the people that came in.
Fisting because they walk funny?
No. Fisting because they walk funny.
It's not even a fist. It's like the Italian hand signal.
It was
either
a single dude, like a middle-aged husband.
Well, remember, you're supposed to go in like that.
Yeah, just like this.
You go in and then you fist. And then. You go in and then you fist. Yeah. You got to get in there.
It's got to be the Italian talking.
Yeah.
That's how you get it in.
And then you fist it.
I mean, back to the movie. I don't even think you could do that with the lady.
She's very tiny. So petite.
Tight like a tiger.
Yeah. But we could clock the people. Middle-aged men coming in by themselves, or a couple, always white, and then they'd walk around, couldn't find what they were looking for, and then finally come and be like, so we're looking from like Benoit balls. Yeah, I know what you're looking for. You read the book and you think it's gonna be fun, and it's so stupid.
And then she just, I have some right now, and then just plop them out.
Yeah, I did. I would just plop them out. Be like, so they're pretty easy, because we only for a while carried the
these
ones.
These are cold though.
I can't wait for you to avoid eye contact with each other the next morning.
We're better when you take them out of the freezer.
Well, we only carried the ones that were separate. And
oh, you lose them in there.
No, you can't.
Gravity.
The amount of people that were like, but what if we lose them? I'm like, where are they going? Do you think
in
your vagina leads up to your stomach or something? Like, I don't know what you think is happening.
You put them in there?
In your butt.
No, you don't put them in your butt.
Aren't butt balls?
No, you put...
These are vagina balls.
One puts in her vagina. They're actually meant... to, like,
are they weighted?
Yes.
Are you supposed
yes.
to, like,
they're actually meant for women after they give birth to, like, strengthen
wait
the
a second.
Pelvic yeah. floor.
You're putting weights up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can exercise your muscles.
So you can exercise your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
So wait,
but in the book,
can you pick stuff up?
With our vaginas?
Yeah. No. Like, if you had a chain on it, can you pick stuff up?
No, it's not. No. It's not
how
like
much
that
do you think
weight.
You could you pick up, like, a beer can? Or, like, a bottle?
I mean,
probably.
Like, probably an what? Like a full beer?
Is it about grip strength or is it like
I mean, how would you grab it though?
Yeah, so are you bearing down or is it about like the
friction?
No,
it's
friction?
A clench. It's like a clench.
It's like okay, a clench. So you're grabbing it.
I'm very particular about what I will let near my special place.
Well, your vagina is grabbing this essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do the exercises.
It's got rough edges.
You
though.
Do the exercises
not
when
the balls.
Balls are in. You do the exercise.
Oh, the balls are in.
I thought
I
you were talking
you.
About a beer Jesus can.
Christ. Anywho, for a long time, we had the separate ones.
Right.
But in the book, in the movie, they're because
were,
people...
Were they sold
like,
separately? Or
there's
did
like
you
a have, string so you can pull them out. Because people were like, what if they get stuck up there? It's like...
Well, they're not starting a lawnmower.
When
you like,
push 10-pound children out of this orifice, and you think a ball this big is going to get stuck up there, women know so little about their own bodies. It's really sad sometimes.
Well,
like, it's just ridiculous.
They probably put it in the wrong hole, the butt, and then they lose it.
No, because in the movie and in the book, when he presents her with the Benoit balls, she says, no, you're not putting those up my butt. And he's like, they don't go up there.
and then he tried to put it in her belly
if she
button.
Swallowed them,
the
they
other,
would come out her butt.
The other unbelievable thing is that she walks around a
party
in a dress
with the Benoit balls
with these
in.
Fucking things in there, both of them.
Do they make noise?
I'm
do
sorry.
They like clank together? Are they like clangers?
So
how are you walking around
in the
for
hours,
hours
in front
more?
Of his parents? So in
with
the,
these shits in there.
In the
I'm
book.
Sorry.
Can you turn them on with his phone? Is
in
there
the,
an app?
There's no way her muscles.
We used to carry a.
Virgin muscles are not that
we
tight.
We used to carry something that did that. No, they're come not. On. Oh, God. No, they're not. No, but like in the book and the movie, he's. Which, again, they don't work this way.
All right.
He takes her upstairs and he spanks her. And the force of him spanking her clang them together inside of her. And she
hot. Out.
I knew it. They clang.
They're like
so
bells.
Stupid. It's so stupid. It's
yes.
dumb. It's
they
just,
go into
this
the
is what
boat
it sounds
house,
like.
Right?
They go upstairs to his like childhood bedroom.
I thought they went out into the boathouse.
Oh, that's right. They do go to the boathouse.
So it probably sounds like
right.
a bell at a wharf.
Oh, ding! Man.
No.
Ding!
To be honest, if you go into like, I remember when I was younger, like we go to the Rehoboth Boardwalk. You know how they have like, I don't know why, like they had this one store at the Rehoboth Boardwalk that was like an Asian kind of
and
store,
and
it had like
them around with
and
their
they,
hands.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those things, those are Benoit balls.
Those are for the vaginas, and people are playing with them in their hands.
Yeah,
that's double purpose. That's just
it's
efficient.
Like how you buy neck massagers at the Sharper Image.
Mm. Or Walmart.
Those are also for vaginas.
Oh my God! One of my old
it's a Sex in the City episode.
One of my old coworkers used to buy those from garage sales and bring them in.
Ew!
What?
Did she smell
like,
them first?
She'd be like, "Do you want this neck massager? I bought it from a garage sale. They're all different." And we're like, "Boss, what are you
some
doing?
Some are still wet."
These?
There's a Sex and the City episode where Kim Cattrall's
hair on this one.
Kim Cattrall's character goes to return the vibrator, the one that plugs in, like the hardcore one, the Hitachi. And she's
this
like,
is a knockoff.
She's
says
like,
Hitachi.
I want to return this vibrator, and the guy's like, that's a neck massager. She's like, no, it's not. I just used it. And he's like, we're the Sharper Image. We don't sell vibrators. She's like, okay, I want to. It has a warranty. It made the saddest little noise when it died. He's like, well, I guess you wore it out. She's like, wouldn't be the first one, honey. And then, like, she looks at all these women
so ridiculous.
Who are in the neck and they're all looking at them. We know, like, you're buying it for that. Like, it's so stupid. Like, just buy a vibrator.
You're going to sit on it.
The one woman picks one up that, like, that actually, I think, is a neck massager. And Kim Cattrall's like, not if you mount it. And everyone's like, oh.
Just lay on it.
Oh, gosh. So back to weird sex. There are no Benoit balls in this movie. Apologies.
Oh.
Okay. So she asks the demon to engage in hyper-realistic, sadomasochistic role play. Basically a rape fantasy. Where he pretends to be a murderer and she's his victim. After hours of role playing, and she's wearing like a black bra and little pink panties, and she's body be banging on both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's choking her and she's like, keeps saying harder, harder. And then she starts to laugh. She starts to make fun of him. It's a very, like, very bizarre, but also kind of sexy. Then they kiss, and then she pushes him away. And then she says, I want to have fun. Do you want to have fun? So she brings out a little baggie of white powder, and he says, oh, I haven't touched that in years. So you can kind of tell, like, maybe
he's got a history.
Yeah.
You also, like, because it skips around chapters, at first when you see this scene, you really do think he's trying to kill her.
Yes. Yeah. It skips around, again, because we start in chapter 3. We start with
for
her
Dale.
Running in different hair with half of her ear blown off, and he's
yes.
chasing her with a very crazy looking gun. Like, so and we are led to believe one thing, and
that?
Then
that was just a bolt action.
No,
right?
no, I have it written down.
Ooh.
It is a Marlin 1895 Trapper 4570.
See, Marlins were nice before they were bought out.
There was a
that's a good rifle,
gorgeous, like the way that's like stainless mm-hmm. steel, or like, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a nice rifle,
and so, then the giant bullet, it looked like the bullets from Jumanji.
Yeah. An elephant bullet. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that because in my mind, when I was watching this scene initially, I was like, whoa, he's gonna, this is fucking it.
Yeah, he's gonna kill
this
her.
This is the beginning of her running away.
Because that's also what, as watchers of movies, we assume is going.
Subversion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So she takes out the little baggie of powder. They're going to have fun. And we see her take a line out of the bag and then take a line out of another bag. And she lines them up. So we know something's happening.
Yep. And then he sneezes, blows the line out, and she calls him a fucking pussy.
No. They do the lines together. He does the one that she pulled out of the different bag. She does the one that she pulled out of the Coke bag. Again, told out of order,
uppers
but
and downers.
What we find out eventually, about halfway through the movie, is that the lady is in fact the serial killer.
She's the
womp
serial
womp.
Not him. She
what?
Is the serial killer. She's,
what a twist!
She is the.
This is the village.
The serial killer known as the Electric Lady.
Great Hendrix album.
She I find her to be
her
shocking.
Carves her initials into her victim's chest. So after they've done these lines, and she's putting on her shoes, and he's like, "Are we gonna?" She's like, "What? Fuck? Well, if you can in the next 3 minutes, then yeah." Then she goes into the bathroom and
to take a fat dump.
She's got those steak shits.
She has like.
No!
She has like a knife. She has her what is that thing? Like a taser?
Yeah.
A taser?
Yeah, that's what that is.
She comes out of the bathroom. The door to the hotel is open. It's light out. He's crawling down the hallway. She pulls him in. She puts him on the bed. I don't know how she lifted him. Pretty big.
She's wiry.
And she starts taking off. She's talking to him. And she says, what I did was coke. What you did was ketamine, which is
fun.
Tammy?
It's a downer.
Downer.
It's a dissociative.
It's a horse tranquilizer, yes. Technically.
Hell yes.
Now they use it in therapy. People take ketamine therapy, which is crazy.
They use it for
no, that's why they
migraines.
Take it.
Yeah.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah, a lot of
no,
people
it's like it opens
to
up
stop being crazy.
It actually creates new neural pathways or something like that. I read
they should give
it
to people with Alzheimer's.
It.
I think people that
okay,
are...
this is not Deep Blue Sea.
They right. should mix their ketamine with their ivermectin. They should totally do that together.
You know, you take that rectally,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
There's a really good Netflix docuseries about...
horse dewormers?
Like, parents that were... They put their daughter in a ketamine trial and how they got their child taken away by social services. Like, she was a...
Yeah.
warden of the state.
Because you gave your kid drugs.
Got her back.
Did you watch that
crazy
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives show?
No.
Okay, so one of the things they talk about on that show, or that they show them doing, is because Mormons are not allowed to drink alcohol, and they're not allowed to have coffee or tea.
But they are allowed to have butt sex.
But you know what it doesn't say in the Book of Mormon? It doesn't say anything about ketamine, so all of these fucking Mormon wives do ketamine. It's fucking crazy.
It's not even a fun drug.
I it sounds horrifying.
Just delete parts of your day.
It sounds horrifying. Anywho, So she gets on top of him. She's still just in the bra and panties, looking good. And she starts to carve her initials into his chest with that crazy-ass blade.
Yeah, she watched Inglourious Basterds too many times.
Is he tied up at this time?
No, he's not tied up at all, but he's in a ketamine.
He's incapacitated. He's in a K-hole.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Then she goes back into the bathroom after she's worked on him a bit. She's tired. She takes off her wig. She has a crazy blonde mullet with like... And she's going through his stuff, and lo and behold, he's a cop. Mm-mm. She finds his badge.
Shit. Womp, womp.
Somebody's in trouble.
It's okay. She's white.
She, and she really dressed down here. She looks like a trashy dumpster rat.
The hair's a lot. The red wig was better. I will say that. She looked fire. Mm-hmm. So she goes back in. She's going to stab him. And I believe she says something. You kind of get the feeling that she actually really liked him, you know?
Yeah.
And in her twisted mind, I feel like she uses the whole pretend like you're the killer and I'm the victim to rationalize her murdering of these men. Because that's who she kills. She kills men. Doesn't really...
Yeah, she's a man-hater.
So,
Hall & Oates wrote a song about her.
Yeah, man-eater. It's a good song. Or are you thinking of... You're a bitch girl.
Both of those work. All of the Hall & Oates
songs. Both of those work.
Way to even the scales, lady.
So the lady prepares
to... I can't
go
for that.
The lady prepares to stab the demon. She says, now sleep. Did we forget that he has a gun in his ankle? Because he pulls that out and shoots her right in the fucking... Like,
well,
that's his love gun.
Shoots her fucking ear off.
She didn't know he had a gun.
No, he didn't. But I kind of forgot when I was watching. I was like, oh shit, he has that gun. Shoots her ear off clean. And you get that whole like reverb while you're watching it.
It's like a flashbang went off.
Yes, yes. And he's still kind of out of it. So he's like trying to shoot her. She runs out onto the balcony. And the guy in the room next door.
Oh, like, I love that guy.
What the fuck? She's like, he's got a gun. He's like, well, so do I. And then she jumps off the balcony. Still just wearing a bra and panties. Bleeding from the ear.
That's why I don't.
She does have her boots on though.
I forgot.
They're made for walking.
At this point, I forgot that this movie was in Oregon. Because I was like, is this Texas?
Yeah.
Everybody has a gun?
Well,
it's America.
So do I.
America's not great either, no. And I'm going to lie.
Well, that's probably why she was so, she got ketamine so easily because it was Oregon.
So she flees the motel. She goes into
the lobby.
She kills the front desk lady who I didn't even clock this when I watched it the first time. She plays in The Social Network. She's Andrew Garfield's lawyer in The Social Network. And so she stabs her, steals the car of the, I think she's like a
nurse.
Is she a nurse? I thought she was like a maid.
She was wearing scrubs.
Oh, okay. Which is a gremlin.
No, it was a Pinto.
Pinto.
Don't hit those from the back.
I gotta say, though, it looked great.
Dude, red Pinto. That's right.
Gorgeous.
Pintos were the ones that blew up.
Yeah, they blew up if you rammed into the back.
Yeah, because there's a vent on the axle, and in a rear collision, that vent would be pushed forward and tear open the gas tank, and they'd explode.
Yeah, Jesus. So
I'm surprised that he didn't set that off when he shoots it.
Yeah, well, so she takes the Pinto because literally she's like, "What's your car?" She's like, "It's the red Pinto." She's like, "Seriously?" Then she takes
what does she want?
Yeah, exactly. Beggars can't be choosers, bitch. Like,
yeah, I like
not, takes her scrubs.
I like how we're in this era where people know what a Pinto is and are disgusted by it.
Yeah, it looked great. I'm not going to lie.
I only knew what a Pinto was because we're of that age where we all watched I Love the 80s.
Oh, I
Love
the 70s
was
the
and the 90s.
Yes.
That was the shit.
So that's how I knew what a Pinto was. But I feel like...
If you want a death trap, go with a Corvair. Just saying.
I knew it from that, but I also knew it because my favorite Bond movie is... Live and Let Die. And that is the period in the Bond movies when they allowed AMC to do all the cars. So all the cars in that movie are like Pacers and Gremlins, and they're awful cars. Yeah, like terrible cars. So she drives off in the Pinto. She's being pursued by the demon in a crazy truck. This truck is Huge. He's also regained his faculties because to counteract the ketamine, he just does a whole bunch of coke.
He literally empties.
Oh yeah,
he's uppering the downers.
You gotta balance it out.
Yeah, you gotta balance it out, and then you also gotta eat some cat food, and then
you gotta debit the credits,
and then you gotta sniff some glue and fall asleep before the cat starts screaming.
What?
That's from Always Sunny.
Oh, okay. So he shoots out her car. She crashes. She runs into the woods again. Half her ear is missing, and he's chasing her. I'm assuming it was someone who was, like, camping. She finds, like, booze. She pours a whole thing of vodka on her ear, just, like, you can feel the pain. She starts smoking, which is not smart when you're trying to hide. Again, you can't hide the smell or the smoke.
She really needs to burn one.
So she's very stressed.
She stumbles upon a farmhouse of two eccentric hippie doomsday preppers.
Who okay? eat poorly.
Frederick and Genevieve, played by Ed Begley Jr. and Barbara Hershey. So Ed Begley Jr., been around a long time. Again, I remember him from She-Devil.
Yeah.
Barbara Hershey has also been around a long time. More currently, she was in the Insidious movies. She's in Black Swan.
I think my favorite quote of his, my favorite quote of his is, "I will take you outside and fuck you in the street."
Who says that?
What, the guy hippie.
Oh, okay.
In Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's right.
He's Amber Heard's dad in that. I forgot about that.
Amber Heard is in Pineapple Express?
Yeah, she plays his, like, high school girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she shits in his bed.
No, she doesn't. So after watching them make the most unhealthy breakfast in the world, it's literally, like, bacon, eggs, pancakes that made in the bacon grease. They pile everything on top. They pour grape preserves over it. Then syrup. Then whipped cream. And I love how Barbara Hershey takes like one strawberry. Like, now it's healthy.
So good.
It looked great.
Once he was making it, I was like, wow, this looks yummy. And then I was like, oh my God, they're still adding. Oh, sugar on top of sugar on top of sugar. So they bring in the lady. She's wearing scrubs. She's bleeding. Half of her ear's gone. So while Genevieve goes to retrieve medicine, they also have this weird speaker system playing in their yard.
Yeah, that's like, just like
very bizarre.
It's just broadcasting Sasquatch.
Yes, like, a Sasquatch-like radio show.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Because they're weird fucking doomsday prepper hippies.
Yeah, so Genevieve...
Ed Begley Jr.
more
is
like
a biker.
Bikers. He only has one leg.
He was a biker. She was a hippie.
Yes.
They're both preppers. Mm-hmm. And they love to competitively put puzzles together.
Of Scott Baio, yes.
They just live a little simple life
Simple life. So
by themselves, not hurting anybody.
While Genevieve goes to get some, like, oxy or whatever, Vicodin. I think they say Vicodin.
Percocets.
He says that he's going to call the police. And she's like, dude, just do me a favor. Don't call any fucking police. She comes back down to find her husband with a big old knife in his... And he's been, like, smacked upside the head with the phone where he tried to call the police.
She's a killer, Harry.
Yes. So Electric Lady kills him and forces Genevieve outside. The demon arrives on the property with his rifle. Again, a Marlin 1895 Trapper 45-70.
And
huge
is
bullets.
There a dash in it?
It is. There is a dash.
Right. And tell him about the backyard.
So the backyard, I will say this, gorgeous flowers, lovely wildflowers.
But...
And chickens. What do you want me to tell you about the backyard?
There's meat.
Oh.
Frozen meat.
Well, no.
That's because she cleaned out the freezer
all
so she could hide
the
in
the grass.
That's the big fridge.
No, she cleaned out that.
But it was, we didn't know
but
that
because
at
it's
the
told
time.
Out of order, we don't know why. Like, that's the, again,
so
we're like, what?
When he shows up, he's at the house and he's like, he's running through the backyard. There's frozen meat all over the lawn. You're like, what the fuck is going on with this
again
place?
It's very confusing. He shows up. Genevieve seizes the opportunity to flee into the woods. The lady retreats into the farmhouse and hides in a chest, like a freezer chest. He's running through the house. He's doing the here kitty kitty kitty. He's shooting like
he's
the
shooting
chests.
Every bureau and chest.
Yeah,
that
chest.
He's
yeah, yeah.
That he thinks she could hide in.
He eventually finds her and shoots through the freezer. She screams. He opens it up. He punches her in the face.
Hell yes.
Okay. He then handcuffs her to the frozen chest and calls his fellow sheriff friend Pete, played by Steve Quezada. And
who we all know him. God, what was his name?
I don't know him.
Yes, you do. He was on Breaking Bad. He was Hank's partner.
Oh, he was Hank's partner.
I think his name was also Stevie in that.
Well, his name's Pete.
Well,
his real name's Steven Quezada.
Well, I think his name was Stevie on Breaking Bad.
Pete and his deputy, Gail, played by Madison Beattie.
Fucking dumb bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
She is.
This is why women kill men, because of comments like that.
No.
No.
The patriarchy.
No.
Your face is so priceless.
No.
All right. So the lady tells the demon she had always hoped to die like Gary Gilmore. Gary Gilmore opted for the firing squad. But she says that what she's scared of is dying. All she wants is three hots and a cot. She's a serial killer. She's most likely a sociopath or a psychopath, and they tend to want to live because they get a big following. People love those.
She'll do well in jail.
Yeah. She likes the attention.
Oh, yeah. That's what women do. We just love attention.
They'll make a movie about it.
Typical.
Her.
The lady tells the demon she'd always hoped to die like Gary Gilmore and tearfully confesses that during their earlier sexual encounter, she felt a fleeting moment of true love for him.
Gag.
Don't fall for it, bro.
She then sprays him with a can of Genevieve's bear spray. Bear spray.
See? Yeah.
A struggle ensues during which the lady bites into Damon's neck, the demon's neck, pulls a huge chunk of skin, tearing into his jugular vein, causing him to bleed to death. He dies.
She is an absolute crazy person. Wild. She thinks this guy's a demon. She thinks she's being chased by a demon. She's insane.
Well, So she steals his pistol. Pete and Gail arrive at the house because she's still
handcuffed to
the fucking freezer. They find the lady lying handcuffed to the freezer with her pants pulled down.
Which she did.
Yep.
This is very like...
staged.
It's very Gone Girl.
Yeah,
that's
why I'm sitting there and I'm yelling, "You dumb bitch!"
She claims the demon high on cocaine, which, again, he wasn't helping himself, because even if the cops came and they arrested her, he's going to get tested, because you always have to be tested. He's going to test positive for coke, ketamine, and booze. Like, it's not going to be good for him. No. You know?
But then again, also...
he has Electric Lady tattooed into his chest. So.
I'm just a lady. It wasn't me.
Yeah, because, I mean... He even said, she's like, "Oh, you're going to get in a lot of trouble." And he's like, I can deal with a little bit of trouble.
I can deal with a lashing over life in prison, basically. Exactly. Yeah. So she claims that he kidnapped her, took her to the farmhouse to rape and murder her, unaware that the home was occupied, and that's what happened. He killed Ed Begley Jr., all of that.
He would never.
Pete is skeptical of the scene and
Westchester native Kyle Gallagher would never kill Ed Begley Jr.
He is skeptical of the scene and insists that the homicide unit investigate before they free her. But Gail
is an idiot.
Convinces him that the lady should receive immediate medical attention.
No.
As the officers escort the lady by car toward town, Genevieve appears along the road. So Barbara Hershey kind of comes back into play and tries to flag them down. But the lady shoots her before she can explain. Basically, she gets away. She kills the cops. It's a clusterfuck.
She's a bad hombre.
The lady then forces Gail and Pete to give her their guns before ordering Gail out of the car. Pete drives lady further down the road before she has him stop so she can consider her next move. When Pete asks her why she kills, she tells him that she sometimes doesn't see humans, just devils, before shooting him in the head. The lady stumbles on foot further down the road when another woman driving a truck picks her up.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, when the lady draws her pistol, because at this point she's so fucking delirious and like out of it and high and losing blood. When she draws her pistol, the driver returns fire. It's Oregon. Everyone has a gun. Driver returns fire, shooting the lady. The driver calls the police from her cell phone, explaining that she just shot a stranger in self-defense and that she is going to bring her to the local hospital. And this is the end of the movie. As the driver continues down the road, we get the... Love Hurts song.
I am so glad she's killed by a woman.
And the lady looks on as she slowly loses consciousness and dies in the past.
Good.
And it's a long ending scene. Like,
fucking
we're literally just watching her die, basically.
Good.
And that's the end. So because this movie's pretty new and it was small, I don't have a lot of fun facts about the movie. So I have fun facts about Kyle Gallner and Willa Fitzgerald.
There you go.
So Kyle Gallner was born October 22nd, 1986, in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Woo!
That's just over there.
Local boy. So his first film appearance, which I now am going to have to rewatch this, was in Wet Hot American Summer. I'm assuming he's one of the campers, because that came out in 2001. So I would have been like 16. So he would have been like 14. He was in a Law and Order Special Victims Unit episode. Season 9, episode 3. It's titled Impulsive. It's where he sexually assaults his teacher, played by Melissa Joan Hart. It's a great episode. Very good. Really good one. Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Did she resist his advances?
Like, at least three times.
You don't need to ask that question. Okay. I have seen every single episode.
I wasn't sure. Also, no, not you.
Oh. Also, Heather and Tammy too. Heather texted me. She's like, I'm going to start watching SVU from the beginning. I'm like,
good luck.
So proud of you. And I really want to know about your opinions on Mariska Hargitay's hair journey throughout these 26 years, because it's wide and long. And then John texted me the other night, and he's like, so we're on season 2 of SVU, and Mariska Hargitay can get it. I was like, oh, yes, she can. In season 2, she cuts her hair real short. It looks great on her. Oh, I was like, and you get iced tea. He's like, I don't give a fuck. All I care about is Mariska Hargitay. I'm like, okay.
Dude, stay for iced tea.
Fucking priorities, you fucking simp.
I know. So Kyle Gowner also played the Flash on Smallville during the 2004-2005 season. Also, the actor who played Superman just got arrested for a DUI from that
at
show.
At an Arby's.
Probably best known.
No one goes there sober.
Back before this, within the past 10 years, he was also on Veronica Mars. So a lot of people know him from Veronica Mars. He played Cassidy Casablancas. I didn't watch that show, so I don't know.
Another fun fact about Kyle Gallner. He really hates the fact that Robert Pattinson has a career. Because he's literally like...
He's a lot shorter than Robert Pattinson. But yeah,
he's kind of a poor man.
Yeah, a little bit. So even though, you know, Kyle Gowner's been acting for a long time. My aunt Paulette was his English teacher in high school. And she used to say it was just so annoying because he used to have to like leave in the middle of the day to go to auditions and like all this stuff. But more recently, he's kind of been this... People call him like we call Scream Queens. He's a Scream King. He does a lot of horror. So he was in Red Eye. He was in The Haunting Connecticut. He's in Jennifer's Body. He was in the remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
How far into Jennifer's Body?
Oh, he's in pretty much the whole movie. She eats him. He's like the goth kid in Jennifer's Body. Yeah. He's in Red State, Kevin Smith. He's in this movie called Ghost of War. He was in the 2022 Scream. He's in Smile. He's in Smile 2, which you haven't seen. Smile movies, they're great.
Oh, Smile's good.
So like good. He's in Mother May I, and he's in this movie called The Passenger, which you just watched.
I watched that a few weeks ago or a week or two ago. Yeah, it's really good.
So he does a lot of horror now. So he's, like, again, lovingly referred to now as a Scream King. Willa Fitzgerald. She was born January 17th, 1991 in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm. She has a BA in theater studies from Yale.
Smart cookie.
Hello. She also was in a Law & Order SVU episode, season 20, episode 11, titled Plastic. We just watched it the other day.
Just stop.
So she's best known, bringing it back to Scream, she was in the MTV Scream TV show. She played Emma Duvall. And most recently, she played young Madeline Usher in The Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix.
Oh.
So she was the young version of...
I enjoyed that.
I loved it so good. It was so well done.
We're all such Fannigans.
We're all Flanagans.
For sure.
100%.
All right. Well, that was my movie. Let's go watch it. So,
can we just come over and watch it with you since, you know, we don't have Netflix anymore?
Around the Room, pass, fail, but also for the non-bisexual people in the room, would you fuck him? You can go with her. You can go with him. Tammy, pass, fail?
I mean, I'm not bisexual.
I know. I said for the non-bisexuals in the room.
Oh, yeah. No, he can definitely get it.
No, he cannot.
Do you pass it?
Oh, yeah. The movie, I had my jaw was open, shocked, awed the whole time.
Yeah, Guido.
Very exciting movie.
Guido so put, like, three Benoit balls in there.
Ooh! I feel like we don't get surprises like this anymore, really, a lot of movies. And because it was told out of sequence, like, it just made it so much better.
I guess the shock of how far she wanted to go in these sexual encounters.
Loved it.
Was like crazy to me.
Because she was a fucking crazy person.
I know, but it was just like her flipping back and forth in the moment. You didn't know she was crazy yet because we had the sex scene so early in the movie that you were like, Jesus, holy shit. She just like, she wants you to beat the shit out of her, but then she's like, stop it.
Yeah, it's very like
very confusing.
Also, no kink shaming if you're into that, as long as it's safe and it's consensual. Like,
no, but
you're good. But
he looked extremely confused.
You can tell that he was incredibly uncomfortable with doing that because he literally was like, really, this is what you're into? And even when he's choking her, you can tell he's not putting his full force in it because she keeps saying harder and he can't actually do it because it goes
doesn't
want
to hurt
he doesn't
her.
Doesn't want to hurt her because he's not a horrible person. I mean, he's cheating on his wife and he's a cokehead, but you know, whatever.
But then he gets into it
And then he,
in a later sex scene, and he's choking the shit out of her.
But then he smacks her, and then she uses the safe word, and he immediately is like, "Oh my god, I am so sorry." Like, I
doesn't she bite him like Holyfield at some point?
Because then she's turned on by it. Yeah. And he's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Like, it's very weird. Yeah. So pass.
So I would not want to have sex with him like that.
Yeah, but see, you would want to have sex with
Kyle rough Gallagher, sex though, is right? One thing, but she literally was a crazy person.
Crazy person. Matt, pass fail. Would you fuck her or Kyle Gallagher? I mean.
I'm going to pass this movie.
Amazing.
I'm not going to fuck her because she's crazy and she'd carve her initials in my chest and
that
kill me.
That was nasty too, man. Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely love to put puzzles together competitively with Barbara Hershey. And,
they can make you that breakfast. You'd eat that breakfast in a second, except for the preserves. You don't really like that stuff.
And also too much egg. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like Guy Fieri. I'm not a big egg guy. I'm also not a big breakfast guy. Supposedly.
You're not. But you love Scott Baio puzzles.
But you know what?
It does it for you.
Yeah, that
does it for him.
Yeah. Yeah, definite pass. And if she weren't a crazy person, serial killer, yeah, I'd fuck him.
I feel like I also, even though we're not doing like romantic movies for the month of February, this is kind of a fucked up love story. Kind of like when I did Fresh for February. That was a fucked up love story, too.
He literally ate her ass.
He ate her ass. Or he shipped it off to people to eat. Mm-hmm. Guido, pass, fail, would you fuck her?
This movie has done amazing things for gender stereotypes. You
yes.
know,
like, anyone can be crazy.
It's just a bad woman ruining a good man. You know what I mean? Just ruining his life.
What?
Because I could probably summon this, or I could sum this whole movie up in three words. Bitches be crazy.
Bitches
you know?
Be crazy.
Fucking mm-hmm. bitches be crazy.
That is true.
And because
bitches
they
be crazy,
she cannot get it, okay? No.
So you wouldn't fuck her?
No, she's would too you? Skinny.
She is very... When I'm she sorry. Sits down on that
she's not my type.
When she sits down on that toilet, there is not 1 ounce of like anything that would cause like a roll. Like
she
it
up?
Is
yeah, she's
fucking...
Tiny.
You can't even pinch. She is she, so thin.
It's the cigarettes.
She obviously
and
did
like,
not
but
eat
she's also
prior
like,
to
no,
this.
No, but she's like sculpted. She has abs.
All
like,
I eat
tell.
Is egg whites and cigarettes. Oh, I pass it.
Pass
fucked
it?
Up. Yep, I liked all it.
Right. Fucked up. Guns, cars, big
the,
truck.
I really liked the cat and mouse violence.
Yes.
I'm all about it.
And I thought maybe at first, like watching it again today, I thought that maybe I might not have liked it as much watching it a second time because the novelty is worn off.
Uh-huh. You just got to go 1 through 6,
because,
dude.
You know, now that I know how it's going to play out, this is my second time. But I still enjoyed it.
It still works, even on the second viewing. I was kind of worried about that too. But I still was like, oh, fuck, I forgot he pulls that gun out and like... shoots her fucking ear off. Even though you know he does it because you see it in the beginning when it happened. I was like, fuck, he shot her ear off. Like,
I definitely felt like the acting and the directing were far superior to the story. You know what I mean? Like,
they carried
the movie.
It's yeah, I agree.
They were at their best. It was very well directed.
And I think it helps that it's small. It's a small movie. There's not a lot of people in it. So you really focus on...
It doesn't try to achieve too much.
No.
You know?
The only thing I don't like about it, I don't like the cover of Love Hurts.
Of Love Hurts.
Because, like this movie, Nazareth knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, with Love Squirts.
With the original version.
All right, well, passes all around. And yes. some of us would fuck them, some of them wouldn't.
I don't want to get murdered. What's wrong with
or
that?
Or sleep with a man.
Well,
or sleep with a delicious Kyle Gallner.
I mean,
I'm sorry, I just thought of Ace Ventura.
Did you find Captain Winky?
If he made me that fabulous breakfast after, I'd sleep with Ed Begley.
With Ed Begley? He's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how breakfast is going to be every day, all right. Mm-hmm. We ain't leaving long, you know, but we'll live
nice. Yeah, you're not going to live here. Yeah,
no. I mean,
all right, well.
I just don't want to get murdered.
Okay, well.
You know, like that thing that, you know, she was saying in the beginning of the movie where women have this issue.
Yeah, she's doing a lot for that.
You can't say that I can't then say I...
Look,
don't
want
to get murdered.
Look, it's all about equal rights. Women can be fucking serial killers as well. All right, so
equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity employers. All right, well, next week, Matt's pick for I'd fuck a month. Matt, quid pro quo.
Should we have Shakiko cover her ears?
Oh no, Shakiko, don't listen.
Yeah, you are cheating on her here.
I mean, I was shocked and awed that when I heard that this was your pick.
I was not shocked to find out he has a type.
Well, they are not, I mean, they're not from the same country, but so, they are of the same race, we'll say.
Correct.
they're from the same region.
Over there.
Because Shikiko, of course, is my Japanese waifu.
Oh my God.
And
this is so embarrassing. So embarrassing for
you. The way she gently caresses your balls.
You didn't even think about that, did you?
I'm already envisioning the text that I'm going to get from our super fan. I can't believe you mentioned that fucking pillow again. But,
fuck you.
Yes.
No, fuck the pillow.
No, there's no whole, I don't do
flip
that.
Her over. I want to see nighttime mode.
Yeah.
It is nighttime.
It is nighttime. It is. Flip her over.
But that's just between us. You have to respect
like Christian
that.
Grey does. Is she winking at you?
She does have her arms up.
She's winking
hey,
at you.
Hey, hi.
I like how I can't talk about your parents fucking, but you bring up my
yeah, we're talking about your fuck pillow in the corner.
Talk about his waifu like that.
How dare you?
She cuddles nice.
Oh, gosh.
My movie came out in 2022. It was directed by, aptly titled, The Daniels, also written by The Daniels. My movie and my I'd fuck 'em or
passionately make love to respectfully.
I would take her to a nice dinner. I would do romance things to her if she wanted me to. Because
like what?
She's a wonderful person.
What would you classify
would
as
you
a
let
romance
her
thing?
Carve her initials in your chest.
She'd probably do it really quick with a sword because I've seen her do it in other movies. She'd be like, whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. What is she, Zorro?
But my pick is none other than amazing actress, Academy Award winning actress, Michelle Yeoh. And my movie is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. People can watch it on Max.
Amazing. All right. We are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month. We got a new suggestion, by the way, from our friend Brett Parker at Dissect That Film.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, thanks.
Yes. I
that
actually
a good one.
I do like the suggestion. We're going to have to do, because we've always talked about doing Unnecessary Sequel Month, and this I feel like is like kind of like that a little bit.
I think
sort
it's
of
better.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's do it for like May or June.
Yeah, May or June.
Can
yeah.
we
yeah.
them to clarify? Because I just want to say a thing, because when we were talking about it yesterday.
No, I told you that
I don't
want to
do Bad Lieutenant again.
No. I'm saying I want, do it, does it have to be a movie that we do?
Oh, yeah, like, can I do original Top Gun even though you did Top Gun
no,
Maverick?
No, you can't.
So we have to do a sequel of a movie that we did. We'll ask Brett
what he wants yeah. to hear.
So you can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.